and a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to talk to John J. Harper about anything in your landscape, garden, outdoor living. Donna in Green Valley, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to know how to get rid of moles in the yard. This is the first time in probably 18 years that we've had them, and they keep popping up all over. We don't know what to do.
Well, there's a number of things, and sometimes it takes all of them to get rid of them. And one of the things you need to do is also get your neighbors to cooperate with you and help you, because you can start treating them, and they'll just move away. I mean, you'll get some, but they'll move off into a neighbor's yard, and then if they don't do anything about it, then you quit, and they'll kind of migrate back. So alert your neighbors and see if you can do a concerted effort. You can trap them. You can use, you know, they make a poisoned grain that you can put down in their hole. And then there's all kinds of other, I call them home remedies, I guess, you know, burying pickle jars full of water. Romy can kind of tell you how to do that. I've heard of, you know, taking chewing gum, and they'll eat chewing gum and it'll plug them up and kill them and all kinds of things. But there are commercially available products on the market. You can go to your hardware store, your local nursery, your garden center, and buy, you know, a poison grain product, or you can actually buy traps and trap them.
And Have a Heart Trap is they just got an award for the best humane products. They've got a new I know this isn't going to help our mole situation, but they got a new spray out for wild game to help deter if you're in the mountains area up in the rim or the pine country listening on any of our northern Arizona stations. Have a Heart has really, they used to just have the one steel cage that you trap them live, mm-hmm. take it out in the desert, you open it, let them go. They're coming out with a couple new product lines. So very, all humane, non-lethal methods. But I will say, especially for moles.
you don't want to trap a mole and release it anyway.
No. that's not exactly a non-lethal animal. Pests are hard. Rabbits, moles, because they've
Birds,
got nothing to do all day but tear up your landscaping yard. Yeah. And you've got maybe 20, maybe 30, maybe an hour a day to spend chasing them, trapping them, doing this. They've got 24 hours to sit there and mess up everything you've worked on and just get under your skin. So you got to, like Jay said, attack them with everything.
Right. I've generally found that it takes using every method possible to finally get rid of them, because one thing will work for a while and then something else will, you know, then you kind of change it up. But it takes a little effort, and again, it takes kind of a group effort to get rid of them completely.
Now, do y'all remember, were we talking about pigeons recently, pigeon pest control?
Not that I recall.
We got an email from Mary Jo Hellman, the Quality Block Company, at rosieonthehouse.com, talking about deterring pigeons. They use WD-40. They
really?
Spray it. You know, we've talked about there's some products that are available for the birds, Flight Away. She said they just spray WD-40 on the landing surfaces they don't want. And if you don't want to spray it on your painted surfaces, just spray it on some wood and leave the wood sitting there. And it keeps the pigeons away. So.
Well, there you go.
We'll add that to our resource guide. We appreciate it, Mrs. Hellman.
Another use for WD-40.
That's right. Is that used 9,801 or 802?
Well, there's a bunch.
Bob and Mesa, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Good morning. Yes, I was at John Jay's place in Mesa a few weeks ago looking for Palobrea trees, and I was shown the Desert Museum Palobrea. Could you differentiate the two? Is one better than the other? Thank you. And I'll just listen on the radio. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, Palobrea and Desert Museum, or the hybrid Palo Verde, are two types of Palo Verdes. You know, one is not a type of the other. They are two different cultivars or varieties of a Palo Verde tree. I am a big fan of Palobreas. I love the character. I love the way they grow. They're a good, strong tree. I think they have great looking trunks. That's my particular favorite. The hybrid is very popular because it's thornless.
I was going to ask, are the Palabreas thornless or they come with the thorns?
No, they come complete with thorns. So you have to live with that. So if you can't live with the thorns, and they do grow a little differently. The hybrid has more of a long, needly leaf, a little bit different looking tree. So, but the main difference is one is thornless and one has thorns. They're both great trees. So that would be the big difference, is that I just think the Palabrea has more of the old character that our native blue Palo Verde has, with the, you know, kind of the twisted little bit of a character, kind of a low branching trunk.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. We have Ron, who wants to talk about, he's got a couple of things going on, lemon trees and some weed control, and an open line for you as we take bottom of the hour news break. It is a great chance, an opportunity to get on the line. You'll be first up right after the break, talking New Year's resolutions in your landscape and garden. It's Rosie on the House.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.